you do come to appreciate the pieces you're using. Some of them are over 100 years old, and you just never know the history that it's already been through. And I think you're just giving it another life by putting it into a sculpture. My name is Jordan Sprigg, and I am a scrap metal sculptor based in Narrumbeen.
If you've got some old scrap metal or tools lying around the back shed, then Jordan Sprigg would probably like to hear from you. This young bloke from Narrumbeen in Western Australia's wheat belt is a dab hand at turning bits of junk into amazing works of art. Hello, I'm Michelle Stanley. Jordan's taking a bit of a break from his university studies to concentrate full time on his sculptures. We're talking life-size stags, horses, and even a huge hawk which overlooks the town's sports ground. I've tracked him down to Dad's back shed where the grinder's been working overtime.
During, I think it was year 11, I made an old dragon just out of whatever I could find from home, plough discs, harvester points, and I brought it home, and I think it sold at a local tennis club raffle, and I think people started to realise that I did a bit of metalwork, and I guess just on and off I did a bit during uni, and I guess that's probably where it started properly. Definitely at the start, I don't think I used scrap metal for any particular reason other than just it was there, but I'm kind of glad I did stumble across scrap metal because I think it looks good, and it also just gives it another life, and it's got sentimental value to it. You've got the numbers, and they usually got cast iron bits on the back. And
where do you get your material from?
So far, it's pretty well all been farmers, just farm scraps, and I bought a little bit in Perth, just all scrap stuff, but yeah, there's tons and tons and tons of scrap out there, and it's all just lying out in the sun and the rain, just really waiting for me to pick it up.
What would that have been one day?
Would have been probably an old harvester, old. I was 3 years through my uni degree, and I thought, if I don't give this gap year a chance, I'm just going to go straight into psychology. But I gave it a chance, and yeah, 3 years later, I'm still doing my uni degree. But I will finish, but it'll probably, take a bit longer than first thought. What I'm doing now, it's a hobby I get paid for. I don't see it as work. I don't rue waking up Monday morning and coming down the shed. I could do this for free if I had to. So it is different to most art, as in it's not abstract, it's not figurative, it's very literal. Animals are the ones that kind of get me excited, they inspire me, so I think I'll be busy doing animals for another at least 10 years.
Why is that?
Just there's so many animals out there, and I mean, I've only done a handful, and once you do one animal, you get an idea to do another animal, so I'll be kept busy. Also driving around, like, it took me a long time to find this rock. Collecting scrap, collecting other steel. Every piece is different, but I guess to gauge how long a piece can take, if anyone's seen the horse I've done, that took about 320 hours. The big stag, red deer I did, took 400 hours.
The horse, for example, exactly how big is that?
The horse, I think that was a bit over 2 metres high. It was, and that's you can get horses bigger than that. So it was a life-size stallion. The stag was probably 10 feet tall. So, yeah, life-size, just big, big animals, I guess.
Dimensions, like that's the hammerhead, and that looks like a little play toy you chuck in the bar, but...
Now, on the ground here, you've got a number of different tools and things. What is happening with this stuff here?
Yeah, the next big project is a big frilled neck lizard. So I've just got a big 1.5-ton granite rock that I'm going to put it on, and I'll take it down to Margaret River and just put it on the main street there where I put my other pieces, and, I think it'll turn out well.